Shalom, this is Gamliel Shmalo. Iov chapters 9 and 10 contain the second of Iov's responses to his friends. He is most immediately responding to Bildad HaShuchi, but his language, quoting earlier chapters, makes it clear that he is responding to the earlier assertions of Eliphaz as well. So to recall, confronted by Iov's suffering and his cursing his day, Eliphaz asserted that the righteous receive reward and the wicked receive punishment, implying that Iov must have done something wrong to deserve his ill fate. Bildad agreed that Iov's children must have done something wrong, and Iov would be hard-pressed to deny this, since he himself had felt compelled to offer regular preemptive sacrifices of atonement on their behalf. As for Iov's suffering, there must be some positive reason for it, which Iov will discover if he can only hang on and maintain faith. Just like reed grass needs to be connected to water to stay alive, so Iov should stay connected to God, his source of life, so that he can endure and ultimately find resolution. Iov's response to Bildad and Eliphaz in these chapters is bitingly ironic. Quote, "Truly I know it is so." Yes, he agrees. God is all-powerful and the source of life and hope. Yes, I should be connected. But when all that divine power comes crashing down on my head without justice and without explanation, it is only intimidating and alienating. It inhibits connection rather than inspiring connection. You say God is strong? I know that all too well. I know it on my flesh. You say God is just? He may be a judge, but he is also the witness, the prosecutor, the jury, and the hangman. Against such power, how can I open my mouth to speak? And who could judge between us if I did? What hope is there that my pleading will be heard after I've experienced such arbitrary abuse? Justice? It is all one. He destroys the innocent and the wicked. Connection? The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. Repentance? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, he will throw me into the gutter and all my clothes will be soiled and disgusting. Actually, this last paraphrase is not quite right. Iov did not say, "He will throw me into the gutter." Rather, "You will throw me into the gutter." Imperceptibly, Iov has shifted his focus away from his friends and has begun addressing God directly in the second person, "You." He addresses God not in prayer, but in protest. But a protest is also a form of connection, and perhaps the most authentic one at this time. It is also the most faithful connection at a time of injustice. Because as a man of faith, Iov expects God to act justly. And really justly, not the phony justice of pat platitudes and cheap theodicities his friends are suggesting. Rabbi Eliezer Berkovitz writes in his book, Faith After the Holocaust, "The sustained fire of his plaint is not derived from his personal plight, but from the passion of his faith. There is no weakening of faith here. On the contrary, it is the very power of the faith that lends force to the accusation. What has happened to Job is wrong. It is terribly wrong because it is judged by the ideal of justice that Job formed for himself on the strength of his faith in God. That Job will not accept the arguments of his friends in defense of divine providence is not a matter of stubborn self-righteousness, nor is it due to a sense of exaggerated self-importance. What the friends attempt to do is to defend a wrong as justice. By doing so, they, without being aware of it, degrade Job's idea of God. Because of his faith, Job cannot accept a defense of God that implies an insult to the dignity of the God in whom he believes." That was Rabbi Eliezer Berkovitz. And the implication is that Bildad was correct. The reed grass does need to stay connected to its source of water in order to endure. And we humans, composite of earth and spirit, need to stay connected to our source of spirit in order to endure as well. But when the connection is clearly broken, when the earth appears to have been given over to the wicked, then we must build a bridge to connect. Job has found prayer inadequate, so he has built another bridge. He has found another way to communicate and to connect. Eov has found the language of protest, and in that language, he has regained his voice and renewed the divine spirit within himself.